Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Antine, and I'm speaking to you about the week beginning June 26th, Monday, and ending on July 2nd, Sunday. Monday may start off with a bang, literally, with Mars in Leo completing its square to Uranus in Taurus at 5:23 a.m. Well, as I record this, there's a lot going on in the world. There's an army of, people who are not happy with Putin heading towards Moscow. Well, this is kind of strange. And, of course, Putin just left, apparently. So he won't be there for this arrival. It is a very volatile energy, Mars square Uranus, or Mars conjunction Uranus. And it was around during January of 2020. So, we are, looking at many potentials in many areas. So, keep an eye on things as you're listening to this on Sunday, because it's coming in on Sunday as well. And, these aspects have to really pertain and touch closely on the aspects in the natal chart in order for it to be prominently featured in somebody's experience. And interestingly enough, Putin has Pluto at 22 degrees of Leo. This will be pretty much right on that Pluto, the Mars will be. And, if you had heard any of my talks on the eclipses coming this year, this is absolutely an outpicturing. What's happening right now is the most dramatic outpicturing of the Pluto cycle and the seventh house issues, which are supposed to be your partners and supporters, that were seen in the eclipses in Putin's chart for last year and this year. So it's one of those times, and there's a lot of other stuff heating up for us here in the United States, as we know. And things are very active in the news about so many issues. So Monday, it's a fortunate thing that the moon is in Libra, trying to keep us balanced and maybe not having an easy time of it. But it is heading towards a sextil to Venus in Leo, and that's the whole day on Monday. It's a wonderful day, really. 6:56 a.m. Tuesday is when that is complete. So that's a long time to be looking at getting into an affectionate relationship mode, being creative, coming to agreements with others. And one thing that is happening also on Monday, and this happens at 8:24 p.m. Monday evening, Eastern time, Eastern Daylight Time, is all of these aspects. Mercury is going to leave the nice, rational, logical, get information sign of Gemini and go into the sensitive, sentimental sign of Cancer. Well, it does that every year, but we will find with Mercury in Cancer a much more emotional way of thinking and a more sensitive way of thinking and hearing what other people are reading, what other people are saying. It is also a time when our thoughts go to family, to security, particularly emotional security, but also the security of having food, clothing, and shelter. And it is also, Cancer is the sign of the larger family, which is the country. So it is a sign of patriotism. And so it's an appropriate Mercury for the coming 4th of July. Very long holiday weekend and a couple of days into next week before we get to the 4th of July. So, yes. And, basically, we're going to have at some point, Mercury's conflict with Pluto, because Pluto has retrograded back into Capricorn. So that will be on the agenda before Mercury leaves us. Mercury goes into Leo on the 11th of July, and it will have just come past that opposition to Pluto. It also gets to have a trine to both Saturn in Pisces and Neptune in Pisces, and a sextile to Uranus and Taurus. So it's really only that the major difficulty. It also is going to sextile Jupiter in Taurus. The major issue with this will be that opposition, and that is really usually, you know, somebody who's talking and thinking about things they need emotionally and, you know, for safety, and the outer power that is not interested in hearing anything about that. Again, that's at the end of the cycle of Mercury, and it will again move into Leo at that point. So now we go back and we say, all right, so there's a shift before Moon in Libra gets to sextile Venus in Leo. And in terms of is a mundane way or not, of looking at the movement, you will be better off if you wait to seal the deal once you've had the Mercury shift, which is 8:24 p.m. So maybe not possible, but maybe in the age of electronics it is possible to seal deals after 8:30 in the evening, but these can be personal discussions as well, of course. So better to have your Mercury shifted into the next sign, already, and not waiting till after to suddenly have people thinking differently, you know, and communicating differently about things. So, okay, after the Moon sextiles Venus at 6:56 a.m. on Tuesday, it's going towards the sextile to Mars in Leo at 2:26 p.m. So Tuesday until 2:26 p.m., or say 2:30, is also a very good time to be engaged in discussions. And, you know, this type of energy is good for relationship agreements. And because it is going to take until 4:19 a.m. on Wednesday for the Moon to square retrograde Pluto in Capricorn, we will still have the sense and feeling of the sextile to Mars in Leo for much of the rest of Tuesday in the Eastern time zone. Now, as you get closer to the later night hours, you are going to start picking up that sense of the fact that, okay, everything was great, but if I try to get this to happen in the outer world or get authorities to back me in some way, they probably won't. And that's the case with Moon in Libra when it squares Pluto in Capricorn, because, you know, it's just not one of the features of Pluto in this Capricornian realm to want to hear anybody else's point of view. I mean, we saw that so much during the time Pluto was in Capricorn, and we will continue to do that. We will continue to see that, unfortunately, because, you know, we get into Aquarius for a little bit again only next year, and then there's another return to Capricorn. So you can see the dance we're in. And so the dance in the outer world is clear to us, but it's also something that's happening within ourselves as well as in our personal lives. And you know where that is, I think. I hope, because it's been going on for, you know, many, many years since Pluto went into Capricorn in 2008, right? So anyway, the moon will be void, of course, for just a brief period before it enters Scorpio. We're in the second lunar phase now. We went into that very early in the wee hours of Monday morning when the moon squared the sun in Cancer, from Libra to Cancer. Now we're getting more and more encouraged and interested in moving forward with goals and plans and wanting to get things done. And so the moon in Scorpio comes in and is actually assisting us quite a bit during the day on Wednesday with those ideas. We have the moon in Scorpio trine Mercury in Cancer until 11:32 a.m. on Wednesday. So this is a time to make yourself heard and have discussions. People will be in a way of support. And then we have the beautiful harmony of the lights as Moon in Scorpio trines the Sun in Cancer until 5:49 p.m. So the inner flow between our instinctive needs and our outer expression, desire to express, is in alignment in water signs. So it's very sensitive. This is a very psychic moment of harmony of the lights, because we can go with our feelings about things. And it's outer world relationship harmony as well. 5:49 p.m. again is when that completes, and then the moon trines retrograde Saturn in Pisces until 6:07 p.m. So you're going back over some things. Saturn in Pisces is like, it's not a terrible combo, only because, you know, the Earth rulership of Saturn in a water sign is, you know, making it, you know, not a horrible place for Saturn to be. But on the other hand, it's like combining Neptune with Saturn. So you have the desire for these structures that you can count on. And then you've got Neptune, which is dissolving. And I think this is one of the things that is the most important thing that we're seeing right now about the Saturn in Pisces cycle, because it is this dissolving energy. And Saturn is heading towards Neptune in Pisces. We have had to deal with this, and now we're going to have our lessons in it. Things we thought we could count on, right? That we can't count on. Things are being worn down, worn away. And if it's not in the outer world that we're seeing it, we may also be seeing it in our own personal lives. And once again, if you have aspects in your birth chart to this Saturn at this point or in the future, it will become more obvious to you. So one of the lessons we're having to learn is not to go into the fear. You know, now Moon in Scorpio trine is going to try to present, if it's in the higher levels, it is the great counselor, the great healer. It is the great manager, you know, the general in the army, the surgeon for the body. It will be trying to present to what could be a fearful Saturn in Pisces ways to be helped and to be all right, even if it's just within the self in that brief cycle of time. It's, you know, it's only from, you know, like, well, it's like 18 minutes worth of an aspect. But it's worth noticing if you can, because it's something that may continue to be on your radar for a while. But if that moon is in Scorpio, in a more negative level of Scorpio, it can be presenting some more negative ideas about manipulation and control also that you have to think about before you engage. Moon in Scorpio goes opposite Jupiter in Taurus Wednesday after this until 9:29 p.m. So there is a conflict, big and fixed, between my stuff and our stuff. What do we do with finance? And also, the value systems are not the same. Renovate or hold on to it, preserve it. Those are the kinds of things in a dichotomy between Scorpio and Taurus. And we may also indulge too much during that time because there's an inner conflict going on with this as well as an outer expression perhaps. So be aware of, you know, overdoing, overindulging, overspending, anything of that nature. The sun is trying to anchor things a bit. Cancer sun's coming in 9:43 p.m. to the exact trine to Saturn and Pisces, so there's some nourishment energy, nourishing energy in that as well. But the moon is now heading towards its Leo-Taurus squares again, so moon square, the Venus energy, which is like the Taurus energy that it was just dealing with, only with Jupiter. Venus in Leo is going to be the square coming in for the whole day, Thursday. It completes 5:32 p.m. So here again, you know, if it's relationship, there can be a lot of jealousy and possessive energy going on now, and also somebody who needs more attention acting things out and causing difficulties. That's one of the ideas. This is, again, conflict in terms of values and finance. And so it isn't a day to approach people or try to engage compromises or get something done that you need done. Moon opposing Uranus and Taurus until 8:22 p.m. can be, you know, when we see something big occur that is unexpected, but on a more volatile level of disturbance. And definitely, again, not a time to be engaged in these discussions with people who aren't going to be on the same page. Moon square Mars fills the rest of the evening hours and completes at 12:05 a.m. Friday morning, Eastern Daylight Time, and that's when the full-scale war can take place, both out there or in your environment with people that aren't getting along. So just be aware of that. Now, we've got a big weekend coming. It's a big patriotic weekend. It's the 4th of July weekend, right, in the United States. And, oh, Independence. This is a very interesting Independence Day, right? Well, there was a discussion just last night on the Asheville Friends of Astrology. We had a great talk from Louise Eddington about Venus points and retrograde of Venus, which is coming soon in Leo. And, you know, different cycles and things that have happened during those. That's what we astrologers always look back and see what happened. Of course, we can't ever have the same thing, exact same thing happen because other things aren't the same. But it is fascinating that it came up that it was important to look at the polarity point of Leo, which is Aquarius. And this point is about both the group good, the good of the group, and the ability to express the individual self in its own unique way. And this is something that, again, we are trying to understand, you know, Venus in Leo, love in the heart, you know, isn't just your own. It's not all just about you. And going out into the Aquarius realm, it's about how you react and respond in groups or to groups. I mean, are you responding and even giving the energy of love into those areas? And one of the things we're seeing happen, and that's why this is a big issue to have all of this happening as we go into the 4th of July weekend, is that in the United States and possibly elsewere, and you may know more about what's happening elsewhere on this level than I do, there are groups who want to impose their values on everyone so that there is no ability to have the individual expression. And there are also groups of people who are pushing an individual expression and wanting to impose that on others. So it's trying to come to that point is what we need to be seeking, where we can have individual expression and allow others to have it and not be as frightened of it or intimidated by it as, you know, humans tend to be. Opening the heart, finding ways for things to work in the best interests of all. That's what we don't see enough of. We're seeing so much polarity now that we can't seem to allow the common ground where we will look at what's good for everyone. But it's something we're going to need to cultivate as time goes on. These aspects coming in are showing us that need. So Friday. Now, I don't know when you're traveling or if you're traveling for this holiday weekend, but it's important for you to keep some things in mind. A lot of people may be traveling that Thursday, trying to get a jump on the traffic situations, and it will be difficult with those aspects. If you can leave before 10:30 in the morning on Friday, you have the moon's trine to Neptune in Pisces. And Neptune is stationed. It's going to retrograde later that day. But it still gives you powerful psychic energy and ease and flow of experiences as you're out there. At 6:58 a.m. is when that's exact. And then Moon in Scorpio sextile Pluto, the ruler of Scorpio and Capricorn, until 10:20 a.m. gives you that ability to bring this into a more, you might have to redirect your thoughts, but you will get that structure you need to get where you need to go. All right, but after that, 10:59 a.m., Moon enters Sagittarius, and there is a square to Saturn in Pisces until 11:08 p.m. Friday evening, and that could be long-distance travel delays due to weather issues and obstacles and stuff like that. So, you know, it's not the greatest cycle for being on the road. 5:07 p.m., Neptune joins the retrograde party. And we will find that we won't notice this too much unless we're a Pisces or we have Pisces rising, because that's the ruler of the chart and the sun sign. So yes, we'll start feeling like we have to redo things, or our energy levels aren't quite as high if we have that. But for the rest of us, it will be gradually noticeable that all the things that we've been dealing with are going to have to be reviewed. And what level of Pisces are we dealing with? Because there's levels there too, not just with Scorpio. We have a fish swimming down and we have a fish swimming up. And, you know, are we lost in a sea of fear and confusion and following fantasies? Or are we maintaining a practice that lifts us into the higher levels where we can connect to that true voice of our feeling psychic energies? Can we connect to compassion for ourselves, for others, for the situation? You know, can we allow this time of uncertainty without going under? All right, so Neptune retrograding, 5:07 p.m. And I will tell you how long we'll have the retrograde for. If I can't do anything about moving it, like people always say to me, why can't we? We can't. I can't move it. Neptune will go direct on December 6th at 8:20 a.m. Eastern Time. And that's how long we have it. And Neptune will be one of the participants when we have like a very long cycle where everybody from Jupiter through Pluto is retrograde. And it happens every year. So even though they'll start jumping up and down like this is the most amazing thing that's going on, we always have to deal with this. We always have to go back over things. We always have to revisit to understand and to maybe choose something different after the planet goes direct. And Neptune will be one of only three retrograde for a while before it goes direct in December. So, anyway, we don't have, we will have a Mercury retrograde during that cycle of everybody direct, is now retrograde. And it's a little overlap with the Venus retrograde also. So Mars will be our leader during the August, September, October energies, all the time direct planet we'll have, but at least it's a planet of action and movement. So this can be said to be helpful, hopefully. Saturday the 1st is a very good day. I'm happy to tell you, if you're a celebrant, this is your major day. Use it. Use it well, the first day, because you've got all green lights. You've got the moon in Sagittarius now going into trine until 11:21 p.m. Eastern, Venus in Leo. And from there, it trines Mars in Leo until 5:19 a.m. on Sunday the 2nd. So, wonderful. Sun sextile Jupiter starts the morning hours, 6:26 a.m., with a feeling of happiness, and there's going to be a lot of food, that kind of thing. It is Canada Day also, by the way, July 1st, for Canadian listeners, if I have any, I don't know. What's interesting is, however, that when we wake up in the morning on Sunday, maybe you're hungover or something, or maybe there's literal fog, Moon square Neptune in Pisces until 9:33 a.m. on Sunday. Venus comes in to do her square to Uranus and Taurus at 10:34 a.m., another clash of values. Void of course Moon lets this all sort of simmer down. And then the Moon enters Capricorn at 1:20 p.m. and is in a sextile to Saturn in Pisces for the rest of Sunday in the Eastern Time, and exact at 12:43 a.m. on Monday. Now, I'm going to give you a tiny look ahead because Monday holds the full moon. We did not have a full moon report for the week we just did, right? But it comes in early, 7:39 a.m. on Monday. So we know that there has been also a buildup of feelings as we have entered this weekend. We've had some good feelings, and we've had some tricky ground. And we will have a little bit of tricky ground from the moon opposite Mercury in Cancer until 12:50 p.m. on Monday. And I'm just saying this for the people who are on the holiday weekend. I'll be doing another forecast, though. That'll post on July 2nd about this again. So that's the morning to, you know, discuss things and get the family vibration going if you're with family, or just it's a good time even if you're not celebrating. And Moon is trine Uranus in Taurus for the rest of Monday, so this is good energy for things, even if, trying new things, you know, not just being in the traditional mode. And that trine to Uranus is until 12:30 a.m. on Independence Day morning. We have a good start until 9:50 a.m. on Independence Day with the moon sextile Neptune. We can have simpatico, compassion, and all of that, but moon will join Pluto until 12:45 p.m. on Independence Day. So we're going to have to put a lot of energy out there to be calm and peaceful in the greater areas of life, in our areas where we live, in the whole country, because this is when people become obsessive. When the moon is joined to Pluto, they are absolutely in the right. I have no doubt about it, and they're obsessed about it, and this is Capricorn. So it's tradition, it's government. It would be very, very, very unwise to get into discussions with people who don't share your views. But sometimes it's also unwise to get into discussions with people who do, because you can just fan the intensity of whatever that idea is. If it's not in your best interests, maybe you should also sit that one out. And we will have a void of course moon briefly till the moon enters Aquarius, 1:30 p.m. on Independence Day. That's appropriate, as we're in Aquarius now, but it's going to square Jupiter until 5:28 a.m. on Wednesday, and this is where, again, we go overboard and we have different ideas and ideals and values and how we approach the future. So just be aware of that, and that if you need to travel, it would be best if you do it, you know, I don't think you'll do it early on the afternoon of Independence Day. The earlier you can get to it on Wednesday, the better, because the moon is heading for a square to Uranus and Taurus. The closer you get to that, which completes at 12:30 a.m. on Thursday, the closer you get to the potential for things to be sudden and surprising. All right. So, and the rest of what we're going to be looking at, I said I'll go over this again in next week's forecast, will just be regular aspects and getting used to and getting okay with some of the changes that have taken place, because we'll be entering on the week of the 3rd of July to the 9th of July, the third quarter phase. We will have had our full moon, and we're giving out. We're giving out of what we have learned or what we have gained. So, anyway, that's it, and that's a lot. So, I wish you all the best, and if you're planning that holiday, you know when the times are, and I'll wish you a very happy one. And I'll wish it to you again next Sunday. And I'll say goodbye for now.